Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
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 Radio. Your program is the Ownership of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ford. I'm so delighted to be able to come across these skyways and airways, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. Hope and pray that all was well in your family circle, and I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. I just thank you so graciously for tuning in on this evening. I know it's getting late over in the evening, but I thank God for you just so graciously tuning in. And I want to thank you for allowing me into your workspace, into your living room area, then being able to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the old Ship of Zion on your podcast dial. I just want you to get your good seat and get your cushion to position your posture. I'd like for you to get out your notepad and your Bible and your digital devices and just follow along with me as I go into the Word of God. But before we do that, we're going to now we're going to skip the condolences prayer on tonight, and we'll come back on our next scheduled program. But we will be praying for those of you that has lost loved ones, and we will pray that God will just cradle you in the tender love of his care and just love you and just try to minimize the pain as much as possible. But we will continually to pray with you and for you that God will restore restoration unto your soul. And right now, we're going to go on into our intro prayer. I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down and acknowledge the one and the only, our Lord and Savior, our soon coming Messiah. Jesus Christ is his name, and he is a native of Nazareth. And so we're going to acknowledge him on tonight, and every opportunity that presents itself, we will be giving God his just due honor and praise. So I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down and pray. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us to gather in unity once again around this spectrum, God. For we know that the planet that we are now residing on, God, is not our eternal destination. But we know that you have lying in wait, God. A building that's not made by the hand of man, but you are its architect and you are its creator, God. But until you crack those clouds one of these historical mornings, we will continue, Lord. We will continue to come forth from the four quarters of this earth, God, the north, south, east, and west, coming together as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you on tonight, God, to anoint these lips of clay, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you and the pardons of their iniquity. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom. To those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their souls, these and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we will allow the church to say amen and amen. Hallelujah. I will be with you tonight, 45 minutes on the clock. And we know now that we have lost about 31 seconds, but I will be with you for the duration. Excuse me just momentarily. Thank you so kindly. All right, and as I first stated, I just want to, you get close to your podcast down, and we're going to go right now on into our scheduled program that's already in progression. And our sermon on tonight, this is a revise. Our sermon on tonight is Possessing Wise Behavior on Pastoral Circuit. And we will be taking our first key scripture out of the Law of Samuel. And it reads like this. David went out wherever Saul sent him and behaved wisely. And he was accepted in the sight of all the people. That scripture reading was coming out of the Law, 1 Samuel 18:5. Our second key scripture on tonight is put on tender mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, but above all, these things put on love. That scripture reading is coming out of the Law of Colossians 3:12-14. All right. So we're going to go right now on in to our scheduled program as I have first stated. Hallelujah. We know that the Apostle Paul, hope you can hear me pretty clearly and pretty close. The Apostle Paul said that those who are saved by the blood of Jesus are temples of God and supply the foundation of our temple. We know that Jesus Christ and His Spirit who lives in us, God through His solid grace, allow you and I to finish the construction through our Christian living. And we live out our lives, and we work, and we build upon and beautify the temple. And the temple that I'm talking about is that spiritual temple, the temple of God that dwells within ourselves. We know that the materials for the construction of the temple are of our own choosing. We can choose a non-perishable material, gold, silver, and precious stone, or we can choose perishable ones, wood, hay, and straw. All these materials can build temples that are beautiful, hallelujah, Jesus, and appealing to the eye. But the test is whether they can withstand the fire of God's judgment. When our word flows from our pure heart that desires to please God, we have chosen a non-perishable material, and our temples can withstand the judgment of God. When we allow personalities to replace principles, worldly wisdom to replace spiritual wisdom, and the desire to please men to replace the desire to please God, we have chosen perishable materials, and our temples will be consumed in the fire of God's judgment. But I'm here to encourage you on tonight. We must always remember that we are God's temple. No longer does God live in a house in Jerusalem, but He lives in us, and our temple belongs to Him. I want to ask those of you that are listening on tonight, how are you building God's temple? What material are you using to build on the foundation of Jesus Christ? Now, if we discover that in our spiritual immaturity, we have used wood, hay, and straw, thank God that as we grow in grace, we can renovate our temple and rebuild with gold, silver, and precious stone. we can be holy and living monuments to God's grace. Hallelujah. Now, I was listening to the radio on the other evening, and I heard some disturbing news about it was a church upstate that the member had alleged that it was about four or five members of the church that had attacked him, and because of his sexual orientation, they was gonna, you know, I guess some form or fashion to rid the demonic spirit that they felt that the person had, but that was the wrong way to go about it. You know, a lot of times we need to fast and pray and seek God's face for answers, because we don't have all the answers. And God has every answer. He can answer every question that we might have. And so we are to just, you know, seek God's face for guidance and pray. And we can hear from heaven on what to do next. We are not to abuse anyone that's in our congregational circuit. We are to preach to them and to try to reach them to Christ. And that's what our job is, to preach them the gospel, and God will convict them, because we all have sin. It's no big sin. It's no choice of sins. Sin is just sin. And the Bible tells us that we have all sinned and have fallen short of the glory and honor of God. But I'll tell you that the enemy is so busy. And you know, if we don't stay prayerful, we can allow the devil to come in and to destroy what God has blessed you to achieve. Because, you know, we don't need to be, you know, applying any kind of strong arm hold or anything that would hurt anyone, because we are supposed to be peacemakers, loving and kind individuals. If we are to say that we are of God, we got to act as God would have us to act, in our character, in our position, in our calling, our moral ethics, and in righteousness and in leadership. We have to have a Christ-like spirit and be obedient to God's word and to honor God. We don't want God to frown down on us. We want God to smile on us and be exceedingly glad, you know, that he has chose us as vessels to go out and to win souls to the kingdom of God. That is not the way to go about it, you know, as attacking people. That is not what we are about. And it just, you know, it just tarnish the church sector. But we're going to have to do better and just show more humility, as we're talking about tonight, more meekness, more kindness, more long-suffering. If we, in order to be like God, we got to set the stage and standards of God. Because before we know it, you know, the devil will have taken what God has blessed you to achieve. And then you will be, you know, behind bars, doing time, paying large penalties and fines, you know, for wrong rendered. So, you know, I just encourage you to just seek God's face, you know, on what to do about various, you know, counters that you might have with a member, and get their consent before laying on the hands. You know, get their consent, because a lot of people don't want you laying your hands on them, because they just heard so much, you know, negative things until they just skeptical. So it would just behoove us to get their consent and okay before we lay our hands on anyone's head. We are to get their consent and then to pray and ask God how to go about, you know, seeking salvation for that person. Because we don't have all the answers, but the answers lies in God. We have to seek God's face. We have to read his word daily, and we have to stay in prayer. Because God's word says that miracles come about fasting and praying and seeking God's face. So we must do that, you know, and stay, you know, out of the clutches of the enemy. And so I'm going to read on, because I know, like I said, that I don't have much time, and I'm going to try to squeeze as much in as time allows. And so we know that David went out, and wherever Saul sent him, and he behaved wise, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people. Now we see here four times in 1 Samuel 18 that the writer tells us that David behaved wisely in the verse of 5, 14, 15, and then 30. In fact, he behaved more wisely than all of the servants of Saul, so that his name became highly esteemed. That's verse 30. The phrase highly esteemed suggests an unusual respect. David was honored by all the people, but more significantly, he was highly respected by those in Saul's court who were impressed by his noble character. And we know that in this circle of world in which we live, we know that as Christians come to know Jesus through obedience to his word, they will begin to display qualities of character that set them apart from others. We know that true worship is to live like Christ. It is more than common. It is uncommon behavior. We know that James said the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then it's peaceable, it's gentle, it's willing to yield, it's full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. This gracious way of making our way through the world can come only from above. We find out that David's experience can be our experience. God promised to him is also true for believers today. He said, I will instruct you, cause you to be wise, and teach you in the way that you should go. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 32 and 8. Psalms 32 and 8. And I would like to ask on tonight, are we learning to behave wisely? And our sermon on tonight entitled, Possessing Wise Behavior on Pastoral Circuit. That means in the ministry, in the pastoral sector, we are to behave wisely with the utmost dignity and respect, moral ethics of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To be like Jesus, this my song, in the home and in the throne. Be like Jesus all day long. I want to be like Jesus, hallelujah. We know that our character is only as strong as our behavior. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name. And we know that scripture often calls us to put on attitudes and actions that matches our identity in Christ. Sometimes we are known by the clothes that we wear. But we can make Jesus known by wearing attitudes and actions that reveal his presence in our lives. We find out that the Apostle Paul advised us to set the fashion standard
by modeling the white robe of Jesus. And that white robe consists of compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, and forgiveness. That scripture reading again is coming out of the law of Colossians 3:12. And he added, above all these things, put on love. And let the peace of God rule in your heart. That's verse 14 through 15. Clothing ourselves in Jesus' likeness. Begin with spending time with him. If you hear him say, you can't go out like that, then let him lovingly take you back to the closet so he can clothe you with his likeness. It's always an upgrade. Our prayer should be, Lord, help us to see ourselves the way that you see us. By your Spirit, teach us to adorn our lives with the attitude and actions you have designed for us as a public statement about our identity with you. Clothing ourselves with Jesus' attitude and action shows his presence in our lives. Hallelujah. And in closing, we should always put on the breastplate of righteousness if we won't have the snares of the enemy to attack us, because we will be walking in the newness of God. Hallelujah. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and to infuse your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Till we come across these skyways and highways, you're most certainly encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We will now change the dynamics of this program at this time, bringing you Hymns of Zion, hoping that you'll be blessed and encouraged. May God bless you till we meet again. Bye for now.
Thank you. Down the stairs so we can share in the car, which was parked in the driveway, headed for the high.